This Saturday on March 2nd at 7 p.m. at the Episcopal Church of the Good Samaritan on Cedar Bluff, the Knoxville Guitar Society will be having a guest artist. His name is An Tran, and he is from Vietnam, and he is on the phone with me right now. Welcome, An. It's nice to have you with us.
Brett, thank you for having me.
Well, An, why don't you give us a little bit of your background? Of course, you're from Vietnam, but tell us a little bit about your childhood, where you are now. Give us a little bit of your history.
Sure. So, I come from Hanoi, Vietnam, the capital of Vietnam, and was there until I was around 15. Until then, 15, I moved to the United States to continue my study. And I started playing the guitar around 8 years old. And I was very lucky to have, my parents, they were very supportive of me to try out all kind of different instruments and art. And I was drawing, I was doing even sport, tennis, all kind of stuff. And at that time, my cousin was, my cousin started to play the guitar. The sound of the guitar, I was interested in the guitar like right away after hearing him play. Mm. So I was, just telling my parents, can I try this instrument? And so I started then, and the guitar was an instrument that it was sort of easier for me. So like everything made sense. So as a kid, it's just kind of like a game, and you keep going at it, and it was very interesting to me. So I'm with the guitar until now.
Mm-hmm. And when did you start competing, like entering competitions?
Well, about my second year in college.
Hmm.
So I had some studies here, and I wanted to meet new people and have new experience. And just the journey of preparing for the competition is very new to me. So I wanted to try that. So about my second year in college, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what is your most recent competition that you've won?
Most recent competition was New Orleans International Guitar Festival competition in May of 2018, so almost 1 year ago.
And you currently study in the States. Whereabouts are you studying?
So I'm studying in, I'm doing my DMA, so Doctor of Musical Art, in Northwestern University in Chicago. So I'm on my third year now.
Do you have a doctoral thesis in mind?
Yes, I do. Of course, I'm coming from Vietnam, and I'm so interested in Vietnamese guitar music. So my thesis will definitely be about Vietnamese guitar music. And perhaps, zoom in, perhaps it's going to be about one of the composers that I'm working with.
Mm-hmm. And so on your concert this Saturday, tell us a little bit about the first half of the program.
Sure. The first half will be very, traditional classical guitar repertoire. So I'll start out with Turina's Spanish composer, Sevillana, which is the first piece that he ever wrote for the guitar. And then will be three preludes from Villalobos preludes for the guitar. And continue with Roland Diens, the French composer, will be one piece by him, and then two movements from one of his sonatas to end the first half.
Mm-hmm. And on the second half, you'll be performing Vietnamese folk music. Now, I confess I know nothing about Vietnamese folk music. How would you define or explain to someone who's never heard Vietnamese folk music what it's all about?
Sure. It's definitely melody-based. So in two of the pieces that I'm playing in the second half, the first piece and the last piece of the second half are the arrangements of Vietnamese folk, traditional folk music. So this music was sung by the people in the villages and passed by generations. And this arrangement by guitarists that arranged for the guitar, and they actually worked really, really well on the guitar. Mm-hmm. The other two pieces are actually compositions for the guitar by a Vietnamese composer. So They also melody, you know, very melody based. But they he also Dat Mau Lam is the composer. He also tried to have a certain sound effects on the guitar to try to portray a certain region of Vietnam. Let's say Nu Dinh Tây Nguyên, which is a piece I'm playing on third piece I'm playing. Is very it has multiple sound effects to kind of portray this area, this part of Vietnam that's very nature-like. So you hear the sound of wind, you hear the sound of birds singing, the traditional rhythm, percussive instruments, things like that.
Mm. Well, it sounds wonderful. What's in the future for you, immediately and then perhaps long-term? What would you like to do with your guitar playing?
Sure. So I have four more shows until May. So I'm looking forward to that. I will be doing a groom premiere of a brand new Vietnamese piece from a Vietnamese composer who based in Toronto, who wrote the piece, a brand new lullaby for me. And I'll be premiering that in Toronto for the Toronto Guitar Society in March. So I'm extremely excited about that. And, you know, just to bring Vietnamese music to the world, to different concert stages, it's definitely what I love to do. And also to record a CD of all Vietnamese guitar music will be a goal should be happening very soon.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Well, just to remind our listening audience of your concert, it is on March 2nd, Saturday, at 7 p.m. at the Episcopal Church of the Good Samaritan. Well, Han, thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and I wish you all the best on Saturday and for the future.
Thank you very much for having me.